Moving on, and after long decades on our streets and in our public spaces, the humble payphone may soon be a thing of the past. That's if the Productivity Commission gets its way. Under Telstra's universal service obligation, the company is required to provide payphone services to all Australians. But that comes at a cost of $44 million a year. And the Commission has recommended cutting the funding because payphones can no longer be justified in an age of smartphones. Caroline Winter reports.
Like many, I'd be hard-pressed to remember the last time I used a payphone, not to mention where to find one, if asked. So I was surprised to find not only around half a dozen of them not far from the ABC building in Adelaide's northeast, but people who use them.
When would have been the last time that you used a payphone?
About 2 weeks ago.
So do you use them frequently?
About once a month, yeah.
What are your thoughts on calls for them to be scrapped altogether?
I think it's ridiculous, actually, because people need the access to a phone, because not everyone's got a phone, and the elderly don't actually use all these smartphones, so I think it's a bit silly to get rid of them.
Adam Graham has a mobile phone, but says at 50 cents for a local call, using a payphone is cheaper. His hip pocket aside, he also worries about what would happen to people in regional areas and the disadvantaged if payphones disappeared. This woman, Iris, agrees.
Not everybody has access, particularly people on low incomes, and they depend on the payphone. And in emergencies sometimes, you need a payphone.
But the Productivity Commission argues the time to pull the plug on the 24,000 payphones across Australia is coming. It says payphones can no longer be justified because of the rise in smartphones. Theresa Corbin is from the Communications Consumer Action Network. She says there are many reasons payphones need to stay.
Clearly, we do have mobile phones now, and a lot of people choose to have that and only a mobile phone. But of course, there's still regional areas where there's no coverage. And there's also vulnerable Australians that depend on, they may not have been able to, you know, charge their phone up, both with money and also with power, and also travellers. So, another interesting fact is that a lot of people who have last used a payphone have used it in an emergency situation.
Telstra has a universal service obligation to provide the service to all Australians. But in its inquiry, the Productivity Commission recommended cutting the $44 million spent on payphones. It labelled service obligations anachronistic and costly, with the National Broadband Network expected to provide homes with phone services by 2020 and with Australians well serviced by mobile networks. Ms Corbin says the federal government should consult the community before considering any changes.
They're looking at the bottom line. They're not looking at community usage. So we would argue that there has to be a proper study of usage and a proper study of what community expectations are in relation to mobile and payphone usage before there are any changes.
In a statement, a Telstra spokesperson said, "We support the view that the government should consider whether the ongoing payphone obligation is delivering the best value to Australian consumers and communities. But there may be payphones in some areas still valuable to communities, so alternative solutions for these areas will need to be part of any change."
Caroline Winter reporting.